I want to introduce next Pierre Labossière. Labossière, am I saying that right? Yay. He's here to speak to us about the effects of globalization and the FTAA on Haiti and the Caribbean. He's a member locally of the Bay Area Haitian American Council and is a longtime community activist. So please give him a round of applause.
Hi, good evening, brothers and sisters. Thank you so much for inviting me. I'm very pleased to be here. I want to bring greetings from the grassroots organizations in Haiti in their struggle against the corporations, the multinationals that are oppressing our people, but that our people are fighting against very strongly, and they haven't given up. Just about 200 years ago, in 1804, there was a people's revolution in Haiti that came to a successful conclusion, also with, so I was told that my foremothers and forefathers thought at the time. And it gave birth to the country of Haiti. And the name means land of mountains, and it's the name given in honor of the original inhabitants of the land, the Taínos. So it's a Taíno Indian name. And so right away, the new country decided that it was against slavery. They were slaves who had rebelled, overthrew French colonialism, and they formed this country that stood up very strongly against that. And they stood up, and they wanted freedom, which they got. They wanted a redistribution of the wealth in the country. And they invited freedom-loving people from all over the world to come and join Haiti. And as a matter of fact, any slave from no matter what territory you came from, who arrived in Haiti, would automatically be granted Haitian citizenship, and Haiti would go to war to defend that person's freedom. And so that was a very revolutionary movement. Right away, France decided to put a stop to it. We had kicked them out. The U.S. joined in the boycott, and there was a boycott, an economic boycott of Haiti, which on the U.S. side lasted 60 years. And it wasn't until the success of the success of the Union troops in the U.S. Civil War that the U.S. established diplomatic relations with Haiti. So I give you that as a tidbit to let you know that how important it is when we fight together. Your success is our success. Our success is your success. So many freedom-loving people from all over the world came to Haiti, including Simon Bolivar and a number of others. They came there, got money, ammunition, and volunteers to go back to their respective countries and liberate their respective countries. So this is what Cuba represents today. This is what Haiti represented back then in 1804. And that's why those countries, France, England, Spain, the U.S., came together to quash that movement of the people. And so what happened was, we talk a lot about the debt. They talk about globalization. But all that is new name for the same old tactic. Because right in the 1820s, France, the U.S., that whole coalition, that unholy alliance of thugs and of robbers of human beings and of exploiters, they put pressure on the new Haitian government. And they had a weak president at the time, a representative of the elite. And so Haiti was forced to pay to France 150 million francs, which in today's money is over $2 billion. Now, it's a new country that had been devastated by a 13-year war. Our foremothers, our forefathers had been exploited. Haiti had been a slave colony since 1492. And so today we want reparations. We want that money back from France. And it was such a, I tell you, it took such a toll on the country that we didn't finish paying that debt till the 1950s. And who was paying the debt? It wasn't the elite that contracted the debt. It was on the back of the peasants and of our people, of our brothers and sisters. And so what's going on in Haiti is that the movement today it's a movement to get rid of this power structure, this international power structure that continues to oppress our people. And they do that through the elite. Like right now, for example, Haiti owes the world, the International Monetary Fund, and those guys, they owe them over $1 billion+. $800 million of that debt was money that was freely given to Baby Doc Duvalier for repressing the people. And Baby Doc and his mother and his wife and his acolytes, they all took that money away from Haiti. This is $800 million actually abroad. And the other thing is that right now, each time the people have come together and scored a success, scored a successful movement, we have either a coup d'etat, as happened in 1991, when President Aristide was elected by the people of Haiti. There was a coup d'etat, and the people, again, the movement was crushed. But the resistance continues. And today, what we are seeing again, the people have rallied again, drafted Aristide, put him in power, despite the opposition of the U.S. and France and all of those countries. And right now, France particularly is leading a suspension of aid to the European Union for Haiti. There are $44 million that they have stopped. France, of all countries, doing that kind of stuff, and particularly after the crime that they have committed in Haiti. So what I'm basically saying is that we need to connect and unite. Be very careful of the media. When Haiti was formed as a country, all that bashing and all that stuff you hear about voodoo, like you stick a penny in a doll, you know, and somebody would die. Boy, if we had such powers, wow! We could, the world would be great, you know? The world would be great. But you had this Haiti bashing to make people all over the world, brothers and sisters from all over the world, stay away from it. Like today we are seeing with the People's Movement and with President Aristide, we are seeing the same thing. And many of us, because of our lack of connection with each other, because of the isolation they managed to create with the between the people of Haiti and people of the world, automatically we are mouthing off things that we hear from Associated Press, from Reuters, from the same corporate media, which is bashing our own struggle right here. See, and we are mouthing them off and not making those linkages. So I'll stop right here because I know my time is up. But the struggle continues. The people are very strong. People are in the streets of Haiti. They are demonstrating against any kind of structural adjustment plan, any kind of globalization. They want to an economy that will put people first and to hell with the corporations. Thank you.